The monkey was unimpressed by Bhima's big talk and told him that he could easily jump over or move its tail and carry on. Bhima was furious and he decided to move the monkey's tail. Now children, let us see how he tried to move it. Kindly turn to page 15. Bhima put his big club below the monkey's thin, dirty, brown tail and tried to raise it with one hand. But the tail did not move. He then tried to raise the tail once more with his club, with both his hands, with all his strength. But still, the tail didn't budge. He then tried to pull the club away, but it would not come out. It stayed where it was. Now let us turn to page 16 and go to the second paragraph, which tells us clearly why Bhima was confused. He was totally confused as he had used all his strength to move the monkey's tail, but he hadn't been able to do so. Two thoughts flashed across his mind. The first thought was, he wondered how an old and weak monkey could defeat a strong man like him. And the second thought was, he was also worried as to what would people say if they came to know that he had been defeated by a monkey. He soon realized that it was not an ordinary monkey, as no monkey could ever have such superior strength. So he asked the monkey to reveal its identity. Once again, I quote from the text. The monkey said, "I am Hanuman, the servant of the great Lord Rama, who killed Ravana." After saying this, the monkey got up and grew into the huge form of Lord Hanuman. Bhima stared in astonishment. He asked Lord Hanuman to forgive him, as he had challenged him to a duel. He was ashamed of himself. He bent down to touch Lord Hanuman's feet, who caught him in an embrace, and the two hugged each other. Bhima then told him the reason for his journey, took leave of him, and carried on with his mission. Now, children, let us find out how Bhima managed to get the flowers. Kindly turn to page 17. The third paragraph tells us that after a long journey, Bhima reached a beautiful garden that had a lake in it. Can you guess what he saw in the lake? Yes, the lovely scented flowers that he was looking for. They were growing in it. The garden and the lake belonged to Kubera, the richest man on earth. It was guarded by an army and fierce-looking crocodiles. After a tough battle, fighting the guards and the dangerous crocodiles, Bhima finally reached the flowers. He plucked as many as he could carry. He then returned home and gave the flowers to Draupadi, who was delighted to have them. Bhima too was overjoyed. Do you know why? Because he had succeeded in making Draupadi happy.